Show.
It's the new way to get you going in the morning.
Smile 90.4 FM.
Things that you've recently learned for many years believed to be true. Liz says, for a long, long time, I thought Elbo was a kind of brand of grease. When people say elbow,
elbow grease,
yeah. You're like, elbow grease? I mean, they keep the sweat from the elbow and then they put it in. And how does that work?
So, you know, it's coming up to exams. So I've been trying to get my child to study.
Yeah.
And it's such an effort. I'm like, just go and study. Open a history book and go and read up. 2 minutes later, he's back. I'm done. I'm like, it's impossible.
Yeah.
So, right, fine. I'm going to be the parent and I'm going to test you.
Yes.
And if you get anything wrong, there's going to be trouble.
Exactly.
Open up the book and I'm like, look for the hardest word here. And I'm going to test you on this word.
Yes.
Here I see it, right. I look up at him and I say, who was Tutankhamun? And he looks at me.
Tutankhamun?
And the eyes are like huge. And he says to me, I didn't know who Tutankhamun was.
Yeah.
But I know who Tutankhamun is.
Oh, okay. No,
please. Well, primary school, yeah, I did it.
Who is Tutankhamun?
So, not really me, but my mother
okay.
of 80.
Yeah.
So I had to put cream on her foot the other day. And you know, you've got the little twist of cap and then you've got the sharp edge to turn it around and
yes.
to open the cream.
Yes.
So I did that and she looked at me and she goes, what the hell are you doing? What do you mean? So she goes, no, you need the nail file. I said, for what? You need to puncture it. I said, Mother, you don't need to puncture
yep.
it. For goodness sake, you use this. She goes, my goodness, I never knew this. I've been struggling for years.
Okay, well, there's this one thing that I realized or actually learned a couple of months ago, which actually blew my mind. And that is that, you know, the orca, that we commonly call it the killer whale.
Yeah. Mm.
It's actually a dolphin.
Yep.
It's not a whale. It's actually a dolphin.
Wow.
But the name killer whale comes from the old sea people, you know, when they saw an orca, it was always feeding on big mammals or whales. So they used it to call it the killer of whales.
Ah.
And that's where the name killer whale came from.
That's interesting.
So it's actually a whale killer, a dolphin, but we just call it killer whale. But now that you guys are busy learning everything, and maybe you guys can help me.
Right.
Because I'm an Afrikaans speaker that trying to understand English, but there's a sentence that you can say in Afrikaans that you can't say in English.
Okay.
And I'm hoping you can help me with that.
Okay, give it to us.
If you go in Afrikaans and you say, die kat hardloop onder deur die tafel.
Oh.
You can't say that in English.
You can't.
Because there's no word for
under
through.
I mean, you can't say the cat runs under the table because then he's running under the thing.
Yes.
You can't say it runs through the table because that would just be animal cruelty. So, I mean... So what's under through the table?
Wat is onder
what
deur?
What is that?
Waar gaan die onder deur?
What is it?
Maybe you guys can help me with it.
I think there is an English
word for
onder deur. Onder deur.
No, yeah. There isn't. Because, again, English is one of those languages where, you have to use your imagination. If the cat is running, the word running already implies that it is moving and under through. So there you go.
That's an Afrikaanse kykie, die word. Hy kan onder deur enige iets loop. Geef vir hom 'n brandewyntjie as hy onder is, hy deur is hy heeltemal anders.
Het nie brieke nie.
Het nie brieke.
Hy brieke nie.
In Afrikaans, they say that brandewyn en kook.
Ja.
So brandewyn het nie brieke nie, want kook is die breekvloot.
See, I love Afrikaans.
I wanna be a friend. Follow us on Facebook @ Ryan O'Connor Breakfast Show.